Now we are told here, then King Rehoboam sent a Joram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones that he died. That's the way they got rid of the tax collector. Therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. Now, notice this. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. That is, under the time 1 Kings was written. And it is a rebellion that continued on until they returned from the Babylonian captivity. And, of course, all the tribes returned at that particular time. Now we are told that Rehoboam has made a very unwise decision, and what happens, it has enabled Jeroboam to take the 10 northern tribes and build a northern kingdom. We are told then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out from thence and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. Now the thing that he did was this. He put a calf in Bethel, or Bethel, as it's probably better called, and also in Samaria. He put there two golden calves for the people to worship, so that they would not go to Jerusalem in order to worship there. Now, this now marks the division of the kingdom in the northern and into the southern kingdoms. Now we are going to follow the divided kingdom, and you will find the method here in 1 and 2 Kings will be to give Israel and then Judah and then Judah and then Israel and back and forth, and we'll be looking at both kingdoms as we go along. We'll follow the kingdom of Judah. It will last longer than the kingdom of Israel, and we'll follow through in both of these. And I want to pause to just say this to you. If you do not have the notes and outlines on 1 and 2 Kings, this is the one book that you'll find them helpful. I have here a chronological table of the kings of the divided kingdom. And you will see which ones are contemporary. That is, that were ruling at the same particular time. And it will enable you to also see the prophets that prophesied during this period. In fact, practically all the prophets, except the post-captivity prophets, prophesied during this period here. This chart will be invaluable to you. And I do want to urge you to write in and get the notes and outlines. And in it, we have an entire page given over to this chart. And it's one that you'll need to follow through because it becomes a little complicated through this particular section. Now, that brings us now to the end of chapter 12. Rehoboam is the king now of the southern kingdom, that following in the Davidic line. And we find Jeroboam is the king in the northern kingdom. He has now been elevated to that position. And he introduces idolatry into the north with the two golden calves. And we find now the division and actually civil war will break out and will continue until the northern kingdom goes into captivity. Then we find the southern kingdom going also into captivity. This is a very sad period in the life of the nation, and it contains for us today many great lessons, and I think many lessons that, frankly, government needs to have today. Until next time, friends, may God richly bless you.